Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a
partial load.
Did you ever hear the expression a jag?
No.
And to carry the clothes out, to hang them on the line, you're carrying out in a clothes
basket.
And where would you put your dirty clothes? The thing that's got the lid on it?
Hamper.
Huh?
A hamper.
And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
cork.
Would you still call it a cork if it's made out of glass or rubber or something?
I wouldn't. I would call it a bottle cap. Plastic bottle cap or what have you.
What if it sticks out in the bottle?
I guess I would call it a cork.
And a musical instrument that you blow on like this?
Flute. Oh,
small one.
Oh, harmonica.
Any other names?
I can't think of one.
What's the thing that you hold between your teeth and you twang it? Do you ever see it? It's kind of a country thing.
Instrument?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear juice harp or juice harp?
No.
What different kinds of records are there that people listen to?
What now?
Musical records. What different kinds of?
Pop, rock, soul, jazz, country and western, symphonic.
Any slang names for any of those?
The rock and pop interchangeable with some type of soul music. That's all that I know of.
And say if there was a tree limb across the road, you'd say it's too heavy to lift, so we took hold of it and we
dragged it.
Okay. You say we've already
dragged.
And you can't lift it, so you have to hold on to it.
Pull it.
Or put it off. The word you're just using.
Drag.
Okay. And if you wanted to chop a log, an X-shaped frame like this, that you could set the log in.
I don't know.
What's an A-shaped frame that carpenters use? You know what I mean? It's got two legs here. Then a board that goes up across the top, and two more legs that come down.
Horse.
Okay. And if you wanted to cut up a limb into stone length pieces, what would you call the
saw?
What would you call the one that's driven by gasoline that you can use?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? There's hand saws that you just have to go
right, okay.
But now there's some that are
driven by gasoline and electric saws. So it could, what is the name of that saw? I can't remember. Would you tell me what is it?
It's got a lot of different names. It's the one that's got the chain on it.
Chainsaw.
Okay, any other names for chainsaw?
Not as I know of.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
I don't know. Would that be the hitch?
Okay. What about if you have a horse pulling a buggy? What do you have on each side of it? Do you know what I mean?
Trying to remember what I've seen on television. No, I don't know.
Okay. When you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood that the trace is fastened onto is called a...
I don't know.
And on the wagon wheel, thing that or on any wheels, the thing that runs across the
axle. Mm-hmm. Axle.
And starting with the inside of the wheel, you have the hub, then the spokes come out and they fit into the